This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to remind you, this Friday morning in Mansfield, Firehouse 3 at 3100 East Broad Street. The Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour will continue. That's Whataburger that's going to be available for the people, plus special giveaway, a one-of-a-kind Sean and RJ t-shirt while supplies last. Right now, it's time for a special edition of the C Block, starring Corey Majors and, from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and one-time KNC enemy, Harris, joins the program. Nick, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Always frenemies, but yes, doing fantastic.
Alex said he would laugh at that.
I'm glad we balanced this out now. I really like Nick Harris a lot, so this is good.
Me too.
Nick,
now
first question. My son signed my name on a waiver form this morning. Should I go ahead and like reprimand him for this, or is this quality stuff?
Okay. What was the form for? That's the question.
It was a Free Planet Fitness for the summer because he's a student, so he gets to go work out.
Are you a proponent of this? Does this allow him to kind of get out of your hair?
No, I mean, I'm perfect. Actually, we already have a rec center membership.
Like,
I don't know what he's
though.
Doing here. We already have a gym, but. He wants to work out with his friends there. I just feel like if he does this now, what else will he sign paperwork for?
Yeah, maybe that's a stern talking to, and you'd be like, look here, bud, this is my name for a reason.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Ooh,
this is the
stuff.
This is the content Nick Harris brings.
And I like the demeaning bud that got added in there. It's a show of dominance. I like that. Now, Nick, this might be a cynical question, but when I see an article up that says Dak Prescott cleared for everything except contact, I don't maybe feel as enthusiastic about it as I think other people believe I should be.
Yeah, it's a fascinating part to be at, especially because I believe it was about a month ago when he was at the Children's Cancer Gala Fund in downtown Dallas. He said that if he had to play a game right now, he could. And so it's like, okay, but you're not 100% cleared. So what does that exactly mean? You know, at the end of the day, he needs to be cleared for contact in time for training camp. Yeah. And everyone believes he will be, you know, whether he's cleared for contact right now or not, unless he's trying to play in these USL semifinals for the Renegades this weekend. I don't think that's going to be a big factor.
Hey,
the other day brought this up, and I know Christy Scales says this every year at training camp, but Broadus was, you know, saying, hey, OTAs, keep an eye on what guys are going in where at what times, like where they are in the rotation of things. And it seemed like Shoddy yesterday was like, you're not going to get anything from that. We're putting guys at ones and twos all over the place. We're just going to rotate it in and out. Anything you noticed regarding who's going where, or is that a real thing from Shoddy?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had kind of gathered too. Is it was kind of a, hey, we're going to throw all these noodles at the wall and we'll see what sticks. And I believe that was intentional on the fact of, hey, this is the first week of OTAs. We're going to be doing that anyway. I don't think it was necessarily like, hey, the media is coming. Let's just throw everything at the wall so that they're not reading into anything. I truly believe, you know, when Brian Schottenheimer's talking about competition, he's truly giving every single guy on the depth chart an opportunity to come in here and win a job. And, you know, that begins with OTAs and getting everybody, you know, ample amount of reps, whether it's a guy like, you know, George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb getting quite a bit of time yesterday. Pickens only got a couple of targets, but he was still on the field quite a bit. bit, or if it's a guy like Jalen Cropper, who had like 4 or 5 receptions to my account yesterday as well. There's a lot of different options that are being thrown out. I think a couple of positions that stood out to me were the slot corner spot. I mean, obviously that's going to take a lot of importance going into the season with the health of Trayvon Diggs and Savone Revel. You know, what exactly is that room going to look like when week 1 comes around and they need to go play at Philadelphia to open the season? There's going to be a lot of questions involved with that. Arguably the biggest one is who the hell is playing slot, right?
Right.
And we saw Deron Bland, Israel Mukwamu. We even saw Wanya Thomas step up and play some slot as well in that moment. So it looks like they're throwing a lot of different options at that specific position. But if you're looking at me for a red flag, that's one that kind of stands out to me. It's like, okay, what exactly is going on here? And then at the running back spot, that was what I went into yesterday. It's like, all right, who's going to be going with the ones and the twos? And I really couldn't gather anything out of that. I mean, when the second team stepped out onto the field for the first time, it was Deuce Vaughn taking snaps, and there was a plethora of guys who took snaps at running back yesterday. So I believe it's very early stages of figuring out these position battles, but it is fascinating to see who's on the field with who.
Now, I'm really interested when you were talking about slot corner, because you mentioned a player that I'm a huge proponent of in Wanya Thomas. I know, obviously, I think it was the concussion issue that he ran into last year, but do you see a path for him to get more playing time this year? Like real playing time.
Yeah, I think it's certainly a possibility. You look last year, whenever there were some confidence issues being shown by the defensive coaching staff and Donovan Wilson, there were a couple of games last year where he was pulled midway through and Wanya Thomas was the one who came in. It was not Marquise Bell, which if you had asked me before the season, hey, one of these safeties is not going to play well this year, there's going to be another guy rotating in, I would have guessed Marquise Bell just based off the starting experience he had going back to 2023. But there's a lot of confidence in Wanya, and the locker room loves Wanya. The coaching staff really loves Wanya. They have kept him around in a special team's role over the course of the last couple of years, but there is an intention to get him more developed and ready for a potential role on defense if and when that time comes. And then throwing him in the slot, that was actually a question I had last year when you know, we were talking about, you know, corner situations and what exactly could it look like when there's a million injuries. And I had asked him in the locker room, I was like, hey, is slot something that they have worked you on at all this season or like during practice or anything? And he had said no, but he would be open to it. So maybe this is just kind of a different philosophy with Eberflus coming in, being like, hey, you know, you have the body type to work at slot. You have the hip mobility, the flexibility to do so. Let's try you out there and see if it works. I'm glad he's at least getting the opportunity to do so. I've always felt like he has that kind of talent to work on the inside as well.
I'm glad you bring up the Eberflus philosophy here, because I'm very curious what the emphasis for his defense is going to be. Everybody wants a great pass rush, but it always feels like he does so well with linebackers as a defensive coordinator. Where is his point of emphasis for this defense?
I would have to think, at least right now, early on, when it comes to the personnel development of things and getting guys put onto the roster, which is pretty much all he's done up until this point. Now they're just getting onto the field. Looking at the position groups yesterday, the linebacker group stands out. I mean, it is a completely different room than from what they walked off the field as last year. It was so much so that, you know, I was looking at guys like Jack Sanborn that looked really good in one-on-one drills, team drills, individual drills. And then even guys at the bottom, like Justin Barron, an undrafted free agent out of Syracuse, he looked great yesterday. And, you know, it's starting to get to a point where...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
it's like, okay, can we start finding roster spots for all these guys? And then I walk off the field yesterday. I was like, man, I don't even remember seeing Kenneth Murray just because there were so many linebackers right, in that group that stood out to me. And that was more so a positive, not more so like Kenneth Murray didn't do anything. I really like that second level and how that's kind of developed. I just hope that that second level doesn't have to be asked to do too much by way of the defensive tackle room being a red flag right now as well. Does that make sense? It's more so
yes.
Like, hey, if the tackle room is not doing their responsibilities on early downs, you know, is it going to be requiring this second level to be amping it up and taking on more responsibility as games go on? I mean, we saw that problem really rear its head in the first 7 weeks last season before the defensive tackle room could really figure out what exactly it was doing. You just hope that's not the same situation in 2025.
What is your confidence level in that? Because much like Rangers fans for a long time used to desperately wish for more pitchers and better pitching every year, it feels like Cowboys fans for a long time have been like, give me the inside DTs. Come on.
Yeah, and I think Cowboys fans would love to have the Rangers pitching luck right about now. hopefully it would come with everything
true.
Else involved. But with the Cowboys defensive tackle situation, I don't have a lot of confidence there right now. I don't. And I think that when you look at defensive tackles and corners, those are the two position groups I'm looking at like, ugh, things are going to get dicey unless they add a veteran here or, unless a guy really steps forward in training camp / preseason. You know, Mozzie Smith, I think Mozzie Smith is what he is at this point. And I think going into year three, I think there is a certain level of expectation that you can pull from him and be like, okay, hey, he can work in these situations. He's at least a guy that's worthy of being on the field. I just don't know if he's going to be that 17-game starter for you. You know, is that Jay Toya out of UCLA? You know, he's really stepped forward and proved that he's more valuable than a 7th-round pick. You know, there were some draft experts that had a 4th-round grade on him going into the process, or going into draft weekend, rather. So maybe he performs more to that level. And I think that would probably give him more of an edge and winning a potential starting battle. But at the end of the day, you're relying on two guys that you still have questions about. I think they need to add a veteran or two to that room. I mean, you have Solomon Thomas. You know, can he slide over at that one tech spot and work? I don't know. I don't think I have a confidence in that. If it were me, I would go out and get a veteran one tech and hope that can help solve some of your issues.
I think the biggest question mark on the offensive line is still the left tackle spot and Tyler Guyton. Is there any way to know any advancements he'd made in this offseason? Or is it just we have to wait till training camp and preseason to see that? Or have you heard that things are kind of going in a positive direction for him?
Yeah, we're certainly going to have to wait until preseason training camp to really see what that second year jump has looked for him. It's Tyler Guyton's an interesting case because when he was drafted, you'd ask anybody in the building, it's like, okay, you know, tell me about this guy from your perspective. It's like, hey man, he's raw, he's green, but he's going to be a really good for us. He's got a ton of upside. You know, we feel really good about where he's going to be once we get him in the building and get him situated. And if you had told anybody at that same exact point in time, hey, he's going to struggle his rookie year and there's going to be some issues, they probably would have been like, yeah, I could see that coming. But I think they maybe expected a little bit more on the back half of the season from Tyler Guyton. It's like, okay, yes, he had 14 starts in his entire college career on the offensive line going into year one, and he doubled that in his rookie season in the NFL, but there wasn't a whole lot of growth that you can point towards late in the season to be like, okay, that is a clear, distinct difference than when he trotted out in week one against the Cleveland Browns. It kind of looked all the same, and you know, maybe it's injuries that he battled. He battled a knee injury throughout the year. He was he battled a really bad illness during training camp during that crucial instruction period. So, you know, there were things working against him, too. But that's going to be the guy I'm looking at is like, OK, he needs to make a really big second year jump because they have not only invested a first round pick on him, but they put a lot of trust in him to being that guy at left tackle with a quarterback in Dak Prescott that is now on the wrong side of age 30. They're going to need him to be that guy and be the protector to help solidify that line.
What are you more excited about? The new coach saying, hey, we've spoken very openly about trying to create one of the greatest cultures in professional sports, or in-season hard knocks for the NFC East.
I'm not going to lie. Whatever. I don't watch Hard Knocks, and maybe I'm sorry to anybody who does. It's just it's not something that I find to figure out how to work into my weekly schedule, because I think it just comes out at like 7 or 8 p.m. on HBO. And like by that time, I'm trying to like kick back with the fam and, you know, watch anything other than, you know, what I've been working on all day. But so when that first came across, I was like, man, I'm going to have to watch Hard Knocks in December every week. That's going to be really received well. But I would have to say I would have to say it's a little bit of both, right? Because you're going to see a lot of behind the scenes with what Brian Schottenheimer is trying to instill from a culture standpoint. And there's a lot behind the scenes that, you know, really hasn't been talked about, and things that we may never know as far as, you know, what they are doing on a daily basis to just increase morale, increase competition, increase the overall culture in this building. And I thought Clarence Hill asked a really good question yesterday in the press conference, rare, I know, in that he was saying that, hey, you know, you've talked about culture. Does that mean the culture wasn't good before? Like, how are you changing a culture that y'all have been talking about previous times as being good? You know, what exactly goes into that? He said it's more so just trying to make it our own, you know, and we're trying to make it a place where we all want to come and compete every day. And, you know, when issues do arrive on Sundays and we do have problems on the field, we can talk about it because we've had a relationship that we developed back at a dinner at the Cowboys Club in May or April to be able to, you know, work through some issues like that. And so I think that was a really good answer from Schottenheimer, because I don't, you know, to McCarthy's discredit, maybe we should get Bobby Belt on the line to help talk more on this. I think to McCarthy's discredit, he didn't have the strong relationship with his roster that, you know, some of even his assistants had. And, you know, when issues did arrive on Sundays, you know, he didn't really know how to handle those at times. So I think that's an issue that Schottenheimer maybe saw firsthand and wants to make sure that that's one of the bigger things that he addresses moving forward.
What's your prediction for the Stars Oilers series?
Oh, give me the Stars and six. Let's go.
Let's go.
I think this team's winning the cup, guys. I don't know a whole lot about hockey, so don't take this as like the insider expert saying things. But I don't know. The vibes are good, man. I went and covered game five against the who do they play? I mean, this is how much I know who they play last round. The Jets. The culture is strong there. The vibes are good. They're getting everybody back. They're full strength. If Miro Heiskanen can really find his way back to 100% before the cup, I think they're going to be rolling.
And Canadian teams don't win the Stanley
Cup.
That's
right. That's true.
It's an American.
That is true. That
it's an American
true.
Trophy. Thank you very much for jumping on with us. Really appreciate all the info, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime, fellas. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.